This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
We were in the middle of the paragraph over here about the Oymin Esadasi Esther on the left-hand side, Kufi Beis. So he spoke about the Midah of Tznius that was in Esther, and now he says, he explains, Olefikoch zochsel la'abed es haman. So we spoke about the meat itself, how the meat of tznius allows a person to survive even in a hostile environment, even when a person is not really, when he has to be a hadassah ben amitzulis and so on. Bedova zeyadua, kimashenikris. So now he's going to speak specifically about the Esther versus Haman in Tznius versus not Tznius. Tzvi, v'dova ze yadua, ki mashenikris Esther, hu yoyre amadreg nesteres hayoyno pnimis. Esther is something that speaks about, Esther describes a hidden, because this is the daraga that's ma'abed zera haman. It says yischevum tziirei hatzoyin. V'tirgum yoynesen zutri dachui. She'enes of neifel rak bi'atzev binyamish ratzoyer. So we have in one place where it says Yosef, and the second one where it says obi binyamin. So the pasuk pshat the pasuk is yischevum tziirei hatzoyin. Is even the Tziyat Zayin. In other words, the youngest, the smallest, the least important, will be able to feed Esau. He learns Pshat, it's Bedafka, it's the Tziyat Zayin. Why? Katsoy yeshat tznius yoysa, shay lo yotzala nigla rak bachreina. The Tzoyer is someone that has most of his madrega, because he came last in the world, so the Pshat is he's the least nizgala. Ol kach yeshat tznius v'estek, ma shesbar b'sam. And Mordechai also had this midal yoyin nistara. Where do you see by Mordechai? Fine. Let's just finish up the one more sentence. Okay, so he says over here that the struggle between Esav and Yaakov is kol Yaakov v'dayin Esav. It's the struggle between something that's very pnim. The koil is something that comes out dafka from the innermost recesses. It's something that comes out from inside. Whereas the yadayim are the greatest ispashas. In other words, yadayim are where something goes out furthest, and koil is the most pnim. Let's talk about this point. So he's explaining that something that is begolui can't... It can't overcome something that's behestim mitznias. So let's describe and understand this nekuda. Let's give two mishalim, and we'll take the two mishalim and understand the difference. Imagine somebody came, somebody emigrated first to a country. Somebody went from Europe to America first, and he was here 10 years ahead of somebody else. It's derech hateva that the person who got there first will become better established and wealthier and whatever it is than the person who came later. He had a head start, and he has a much bigger foothold than the other person. Well, unless the other person is much more capable, but if we're talking about two people that compare the same, the first one has it better. The person who gets first to gets first to some sort of place where they're sitting, he gets the best seat, and so on. Let's take a second example. Imagine you have a person coming in with a whole entourage. So the assumption is that the choshes, the person who's going to get the best seat, is the last person in the entourage. It's the king or whoever it is, the president, is the last person in the entourage. The entourage comes first, and he comes last. Why? How do you explain nafkemina? The answer is, if the items themselves are disconnected. In other words, each item functions on its own. So that which came first into being has a much greater makom than that which was there before. Let's say whichever tree grows first in an area is going to overshadow and crowd out the other trees. So whenever each nekuda stands separate, so the first one is the one who has the upper hand. If they're connected and there's a tachlis in their coming together, so the klal is always going to be that the most pneumistic one is the most chashev. When you have a motorcade going, it doesn't make sense that the president or the king should be first in the motorcade and everybody should be following him. There's no tachlis in that. You want everybody following, everybody in front, clearing the way, you know, whatever it is, checking the safety and so on, and he going behind. That's the mahalacha asichli of these inyanim. So you have a mahalach in the Bria where you take everything as it is, and you have a mahalach in the Bria where everything has a mechuvin for something else. Esav's mitzias as being the b'chayr could be seen either way. He could be the first son of Yitzhak to make it out in this world. He could be understood as the beginning of the road towards Yaakov. Esav perceives himself be'etzim in the here and the now. He's here right now. This is it. Enjoy now, and that's it. So the whole tefisa of Esav is in line with it. So if everything is seen by Shehu Sham, then the first one is the b'chayr. The b'chayr is the first one. Yaakov Avinu, it's like Rashi says, the mashal of when you have a tube and you put in pieces in the tube, the one that went in first, it comes out last. It's not just a fancy mashal kind of, it's not just like a crude mashal, like so the first tipa was Yaakov, it went in first and it came out last. It's being magdir. If you put in the two teapots, so lamashal, if I put something into a box and then I put something around the box, the thing that I put around it is going to come off first. So I take a box and I wrap it real well with all sorts of wrappings and waterproof stuff and stuff to keep it from breaking. So the wrapping came in last because it's the tachlis of the wrapping is for whatever's in the box. And it comes out first because that's the way it protects it. It protects it because I have to go through the outer wrapper to get to the inner content. So Yaakov's tfisa is a tfisa of pnimius, and in the tfisa of pnimius, the chitzin is there physically first and tachlis last. That in terms of what we want, he's an ancillary to Yaakov. In terms of what strikes you first, he strikes you first. So the middles that this distinction in tfisa express itself is in Tsanua and in versus the person who is not a Tsanua, who's open. Let's give a mashal, another mashal. People have different reactions to different personalities. So the person who is immediately open, talkative, and so on and so forth is always the easiest person to sort of connect with, but you discover pretty soon that there's not much insight. Masha'ein Kain, a person who has a lot of pneumius, it's harder to get to it. By definition, it's not going to be, you know, on the surface, not going to strike in the face, but as you dig deeper and you get to know the person more of the pneum comes out. So the one that's going to be Oymed Kineged Esav is not the person that will try to be his equal in strength. Because in terms of the here and the now, Esav is the strongest. Esav is ahead of all the children of Yaakov because he was first. So mitzad, the outward development, outward strength, there's no way for us to beat Esav. The way in which we can beat Esav is dafke mitzad the pnim shabai. And in once we hear things mitzad the pnim shabai, that's so the mailon, the madrega of Esther and Mordechai as being tznuim is be'abed zera haman, because that's what he has from Esav. Then he says, he adds a line over here, and he says, Lekach ksiv akol kol Yaakov v'yadayim de'esav. Kloima Yaakov is the koch akol sheyotzi mipnimis adam ve'esav yesh yadayim she'en lechodover chutz es meyadayim, so it's pashen lechutz v'hakoyla pnimi goyva l'dayim shebechutz ve'elu dvarim divrei choch memoit. So he says there's a big remez that is meramez over here, and so on. Or lekach he says Shem Esther royal or legamri ki mikorach Hashem shal Esther isikavas lahomon shumizeh Amalek shumizeh Esav. Okay, let's talk about this. He's just meramez here that he has something else locked into this idea of the koil versus yadayim. And he touches it on it in other places. Let's try to give a certain sense of it. It says that by in Beshalach, it says that it's a Yisrael, and so Chazal say Elu Boim Birushoson veElu Boim Birushoson. Esav comes with his Yerusha, which is Achar B'Chatichya. Chai Yisrael comes with their Yerusha, which is a Kol Kol Yaakov. And they're fighting one against the other. Like we said before, whenever you have two opposites, they have to really be opposite. I mean, if I say they fight with strength and they fight with guile, that's a certain opposite. But Yadayim versus Peh, you know, they're fighting with Yadayim and they're fighting to Peh with Mispal. Okay, yes. But there's some sort of, one would expect it to be a head-on-head clash. And they're coming with this and they're coming with this one. So how do you explain the Yad versus the Peh in terms of davening versus fighting? So Ramal says as follows. And he says in different places when he describes tefillah. Every Nivra has two parts to himself. One part is what has come out, b'chutz, and that part of me is me klapi the world. I'm in this world. I have hands and feet that can do something, and I need to do something in this world. I have an ability to do something, and I need to bring it out. So every person has a function or a pole, maybe, that is faced outwards, and that describes his abilities and his strength. So, Yesh La'el Yodi, if I wanted to, I have the power to do this. My hands are where I express my koyach to do and to accomplish, and so on. Every person also has a sheirish lamala. Me'ayim basa. There's the me'ayim basa. And I have a sheirish of me, a neshama, that's bound up lamala. Chelek al kai mimal. Those are the two ends of myself. A man is a bridge, and he's supposed to take the koiches, he's supposed to be able to take from lamala and bring it out lamata. But once again, there's two perspectives. A person is born with a certain amount of whatever it is, and the person says, great, this is what I have, these are the assets I have, this is what I need to do, and I will use it and do it and win and fight and struggle and accomplish and so on and so forth. That's where a person focuses in the Yadayim, because the Yadayim is what reaches out. And I see myself primarily in the Yadayim. A person has himself a Sheresh Lamala. A person comes from somewhere, and a person can draw from that. The primary vehicle for drawing something is the Peh. In other words, let's take a simple example. If I'm in a difficult situation and I can't do it myself, I call for help. In other words, calling is to get the other person. When a person davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person is talking, a person is attempting to draw from Lamala into his own Metzias. So a person sees his accomplishment lays in what he's drawing from Lamala down into this world. A person can look at his accomplishments in two ways. A person can say, I did something good and important, and, you know, let it be noted that I did something good and important, and I see that as my accomplishment, which is fine. You know, I mean, if we're talking about good things, a person says, I established this, I did this, I helped here, I did that. So that's one perspective. A second perspective is, I brought into this world more toiv, more chesed. I served as a bridge for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give a shefa to the Bria. Yes, I did it, but I did it as a shliach. I did it coming milamala down. The koyach hatfilah is Adam klapi his shayrish. The Maral says it all the time. The ila klapi, the olol, the shayrish klapi, the hemshech. When a person is mispalo, he's looking upwards towards his shayrish and looking to be more mushpa from tov into the world. So in the machlekes of Esav and Yaakov, of koil versus yodayim, it's the same thing. Esav says, okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created me, that's great. Now I have what I have, and now it's me. And what can I do? What can I accomplish? What can I conquer? Yaakov says, I can bring down into this world. It says in Tanakh that people would daven by lifting their hands up. And it says that the difference, the reason why there's a... the Rebbe Kivayeke says the reason why we stopped is because the Goyim do it. But I don't remember where I saw who says the difference between Birchas Kohanim and Tefillah is Birchas Kohanim, the hands are out, straight out, because I want to be Mashpia onto the Bria. So the Yadayim are in a position of Mashpia. So I hold my hands out to the Am. In Tefillah, It's vayises yadav. The person lifts it up. I remes yadav mitzlusin. All the shyness of lifting up, because it's more serving as from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to me, whereas the siyas kapayim is serving towards the tzibur. So the yadayim itself are could also, when the yadayim are in tefillah, they are mevatel themselves upwards to serve as a shpoah down. So he says over here, the koil kol Yaakov in Dain de Esav, it's another parallel to the version of chutz and pnim. In other words, every person has himself two end poles. One is from me to the world, and that's my olam asiyah, that's my yadayim. My yadayim have the furthest reach. So the yadayim are the pole of out, and every person has a pnimistic part, whose primary area of function is tefillah. When I talk, when I relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when I want from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when I want to draw from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tefillah is the koyach. So you have, again, a facing off between Yaakov and Esav along these lines, and therefore the kol Yaakov and the Yadayim de Esav, It's the same mahalach of chutz and pnim as what we said before, except this is more in where I'm trying to connect, rather than the way we come into the bria, who's more important, who's stronger, and so on. Okay, we'll hold it here. We'll hold by the Yafi part. Okay.